بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, today we live in a world that's different than before. Okay, it's a new world, you could say. It's totally different. Everything has changed. And there are many ups and downs that we face every day. And it only makes sense to connect and to lean on a very solid pillar and connect to it so that we aren't affected as much in these ups and downs. And this is where ulama come in. No one can neglect the importance of ulama at all, and today especially, in the day and age that we're in today especially. So that's a must. We have to make sure that we are going to our ulama. But there's a problem here. Lots of times you will see that there's difference of opinion between ulama. And when I say ulama, I don't mean just normal scholars. I'm talking about the greats, the role models that we have, the ones who have spent their lives in deen, in Islam, and they know what Allah and Ahlul Bayt want. But sometimes we see that there is this conflict of sometimes opinions. What is to be done? That's where another condition comes in. Yes, we do go to ulama. We go to ulama, we do. But there's a condition, especially today, that we have to make sure that an alim bears. And that is a hadith, a very nice hadith that goes, Al-alimu bi-zamanihi la tahjumu alayhi al-lawabis. An alim has to have something, especially in this day and age. Maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago, it wasn't as important. Although, yes, it was still. Maybe in the past, it wasn't as important. But now we're in a certain situation. The Shia, the Muslim Ummah, is in a certain situation that it can't afford mistakes anymore. Even the smallest mistakes, directly or indirectly, will sometimes cost the lives of our Shia brethren, of our Shia brothers, of our Muslim brothers. So what do we do? Yes, we go to ulama. But ulama, sometimes when they have conflict, we have to see which alim has this condition of al-alim bi-zamanihi, knows what's going on in the world. Okay, some scholars don't know as much as others of what's going on around the world today. So they might say something or do something or have an opinion, and they're respected for sure. They're respected. But since there's a lack, there's some holes that haven't been filled, there will be sometimes misunderstandings, mistakes maybe, that sometimes will end up with bad. What we have to do, brothers and sisters, inshallah, is to find proper ulama first, qualified ulama. And if ever it happens that there's a difference of opinion amongst them, for us, the Ahlul Bayt have given us a yardstick. Also, though, even if these ahadith weren't there, brothers and sisters, the common sense and aql also dictates this. That if there's a conflict between them, a difference of opinion between them, regarding the situation, the circumstances that we live in today's world, of course, then we have to go and follow the alim bizamanihi. This hadith says, al-alim bizamanihi la tahjum alayhi al-lawabis, which means a person who is aware of what's going on in the world that he lives in, the time. He knows what's going on in the time and day and age that he lives in. This person will not be attacked by the mistakes. Mistakes, he will not be prone to mistakes. He'll be immune to them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to find true ulama, to lean on them. They are the channels to Ahlul Bayt for us. And once we do that, to find the ones that are al-alam bi-zamanihi and fall under this category, so that inshallah, the future will be bright for all of us, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.